Not our eyes, he says. Pray then, where is Miss Ratched Pecking, my friend? McMurphy grinned. Why, don't you know, buddy? No, of course I don't know. I mean, if you insin... At your balls, buddy. At your ever-loving balls. The spiders reach the joining at the trunk and settle there, twitching. Harding tries to grin, but his face and lips are so white the grin is lost. He stares at McMurphy. McMurphy takes the cigarette out of his mouth and repeats what he said. Right at your balls. No, that nurse ain't some kind of monster chicken, buddy. What she is a ball cutter. I've seen 1,000 of them, old and young, men and women. Seen them all over the country and in the homes. People who try to make you weak so they can get you to toe the line, to follow their rules, to live like they want you to. And the best way to do this, to get you to knuckle under, is to weaken you by getting you where it hurts the worst. You ever been kneed in the nuts in a brawl, buddy? Stops you cold, don't it? There's nothing worse. It makes you sick. It saps every bit of strength you got. If you're up against a guy who wants to win by making you weaker instead of making himself stronger, then watch for his knee. He's going to go for your vitals. And that's what that old buzzard is doing, going for your vitals. Harding's face is still colorless, but he's got control of his hands again. They flip loosely before him, trying to toss off what McMurphy has been saying. Our dear Miss Ratched, our sweet, smiling, tender angel of mercy, Mother Ratched, a ball cutter? Why, friend, that's most unlikely. Buddy, don't give me that tender little mother crap. She may be a mother, but she's big as a damn barn and tough as knife metal. She fooled me with that kindly little old mother bit for maybe 3 minutes when I came in this morning, but no longer. I don't think she's really fooled any of you guys for any 6 months or a year neither. Ooh-wee, I've seen some bitches in my time, but she takes the cake. A bitch? But a moment ago she was a ball cutter, then a buzzard, or was it a chicken? Your metaphors are bumping into each other, my friend. Ah, the hell with that. She's a bitch and a buzzard and a ball cutter, and don't kid me, you know what I'm talking about. Harding's face and hands are moving faster than ever now, a speeded film of gestures, grins, grimaces, sneers. The more he tries to stop it, the faster it goes. When he lets his hands and face move like they want to and doesn't try to hold them back, they flow and gesture in a way that's real pretty to watch. But when he worries about them and tries to hold back, he becomes a wild, jerky puppet doing a high-strung dance. Everything is moving faster and faster, and his voice is speeding up to match.